find her cheery when I got back, but I knew there was no chance of that happening. I'd have to solve this one myself. "Look, you're tired," I said. "Take a little rest and we'll go out for a pizza. When's the last time we had pizza? Anchovies and onions. We'll split one. It wouldn't kill us to eat out once in a while." This didn't do it either. She kept her face pressed against her arms. I didn't know what else to say. I sat down and stared at her across the table. One ear showed through her short black hair. It had an earring that I had never seen before, a little gold one in the shape of a fish. Where could she have bought such a thing? I wanted a smoke. I imagined myself taking my cigarettes and lighter from my pocket, putting a cigarette between my lips and lighting up. I inhaled a lungful of air. The heavy smell of stir-fried beef and vegetables struck me hard. I was starving. My eye caught the calendar on the wall. This calendar showed the phases of the moon. The full moon was approaching. Of course, it was about time for Kumiko's period. Only after I became a married man did it truly dawn on me that I was an inhabitant of Earth, the third planet of the solar system. I lived on the Earth revolved around the sun, and around the Earth revolved the moon. Like it or not, this would continue for eternity, or what could be regarded as eternity in comparison with my lifetime. What induced me to see things this way was the absolute precision of my wife's 29-day menstrual cycle. It corresponded perfectly with the waxing and waning of the moon, and her periods were always difficult. She would become unstable, depressed even, for days before they began. So her cycle became my cycle. I had to be careful not to cause any unnecessary trouble at the wrong time of the month. Before we were married, I hardly noticed the phases of the moon. I might catch sight of the moon in the sky, but its shape at any given time was of no concern to me. Now the shape of the moon was something I always carried around in my head. I'd been with a number of women before Kumiko, and of course, each had had her own period. Some were difficult, some were easy, some were finished in 3 days, others took over a week, some were regular, others could be 10 days late and scare the hell out of me. Some women had bad moods, others were barely affected. Until I married Kumiko, though, I had never lived with a woman. Until then, the cycles of nature meant the changing of the seasons. In winter, I'd get my coat out. In summer, it was time for sandals. With marriage, I took on not only a cohabitant, but a new concept of cyclicity, the phases of the moon. Only once had she missed her cycle for some months, during which time she had been pregnant.
"I'm sorry,"
she said, raising her face.
"I didn't mean to take it out on you. I'm tired and I'm in a bad mood."
"That's okay," I said. "Don't let it bother you. You should take it out on somebody when you're tired. It makes you feel better." Kumiko took a long, slow breath, held it in a while, and let it out.
"What about you?"
she asked. "What about me?"
"You don't take it out on anybody when you're tired." "I do. Why is that?"
I shook my head. "I've never noticed," I said. "Funny."
"Maybe you've got this deep well inside, and you shout into it, 'The king's got donkey's ears,' and then everything's okay."
I thought about that for a while. "Maybe," I said. Kumiko looked at the empty beer bottle again. She stared at the label, and then at the mouth, and then she turned the neck in her fingers.
"My period's coming," she said. "I think that's why I'm in such a bad mood."
"I know," I said. "Don't let it bother you. You're not the only one. Loads of horses die when the moon's full." She took her hand from the bottle, opened her mouth, and looked at me.
"Now, where did that come from all of a sudden? I read it in the paper the other day. I meant to tell you about it, but I forgot. It was in an interview with a vet. Apparently, horses are tremendously influenced by the phases of the moon, both physically and emotionally. Their brainwaves go wild as the full moon approaches, and they start having all kinds of physical problems. Then, on the night itself, a lot of them get sick.